Good morning. Welcome to Presence of Light with Charlie Riverman Bergeron. It's a joy to be here. It's a pleasure to do these talks here on Humanity Healing and be part of this global community, which is about healing humanity, not only personally, but collectively. Good morning, Tammy. I'm going to try to pay attention to everything today, but that could go haywire. What I woke up this morning, actually it started last night, and I wasn't aware of what I was going to talk about, but I put a post on my Facebook page that read, "Releasing all judgment, we are free to explore eternity." And past week has been a week of going within and being part of a transition within myself that I felt needed to be expressed, releasing, a lot of energy moving, and being the observer of that and watching it disappear, vanish. And so I wrote an article on my blog this week about that. And that was I don't remember the title of it, but it was basically about, it was breathing through withdrawal and how we were withdrawing ourselves from this ego concept of ourselves. And so as I woke up this morning, the first thing that hit me was multidimensionality, our multidimensional aspects, and I was going to talk about that. So I'm just going to touch on that somewhere in the morning. And I said, well, you know, if I really get into that, it's very deep. It's on a lot of different levels. But I was reminded that our mind is part of that multidimensionality, our brain, we are, our spirit. And so years ago, if somebody talked to you about that, you'd say, oh, my God, this guy's crazy. But now we're beginning to understand that we're more than just a physical body and a spirit that's working together or one inside the other, or however we've been told for thousands of years that this works, that spirit works through us, God, all of this. So I said, well, maybe that's a little too deep. And then I realized that today was 3:16. And 3:16, the minute I saw that, I said, oh, wow, that's that beautiful passage in the Bible, in the Gospel of John, about God's love being expressed to us through believing in his son, Jesus. And I'm not going to quote the quote. You all know it by heart. I'm not going to try to remember it by heart, because I like to get in the flow of things. But it was all about whosoever believeth in me shall have eternal life, basically. And when I thought of that and I started looking up, I said, well, I'll do a talk about that. I said, well, no, this is really, it's really an expression of multidimensionality. Because eternal life, what is eternal life? Eternal life for me is multidimensional. Having been to the light in my death experience and coming back, it's very clear, it's very obvious that there are different dimensions. And there's another quote, in my Father's house there are many rooms. And here Jesus is talking about multidimensionality. And who and what are we that we can access this? And so the truth is, really, we are a part of God, that which we call God. No matter how we worship God or believe in God, that does not change God. God is the unchangeable. It's the divine. It's a divine that cannot be changed because it's the creator of all. So here we are on 3:16, and gathering together, and it's about love. It's about love, really, and loving each other and loving ourselves. So this week has been really powerful for me. The new moon is, we're in the full swing of the new moon now. Good morning, Lisa. Good morning, Debbie. Janet, hello. This new moon has really been a powerful week of, we've had sun changes, we've had earth changes. I can't even begin to list the amount of electromagnetics and geopathics and Schumann resonances that have been, you know, off and up and down off the chart. So we've had, I have had an interesting ride this week. That's what I would call it, being an old biker. It was quite a ride. And what was interesting when I was thinking about this early this morning, I started before sunrise, and I looked and the sun was coming up behind me and it was just beginning to shine. And I was looking at the computer screen, but behind it were all of these shadows. And the light was flickering almost like a candle. And I said, wow, isn't this amazing that even the sun can, which brings light, acts like a candle. And that each of us are a candle. And when we truly access our light, of the light of who we truly are in our hearts, however we express that is a collective. So even though each one of us may be only one little candle, we together create this beautiful light that is seen around the world and felt around the world. And so many times when we think about ourselves and, oh, I'm not doing enough, or I should be doing this, or and we start to beat on ourselves over the shoulds and should nots, my message today is relax. Take a breath. Breathe in and know that you are part of the creation of everything. And you have never not been part of the creation. This is you in your multidimensional selfhood per se, and how you express yourself is very important right now. So I looked up numbers 316 and the number meanings, and I always like to go to the woman who does the angel numbers reading. I can't remember her name now. But when I looked at the numbers 316, we have 3 and a 1 and a 6. And the number 3 represents growth. So here we are as a community of light, growing, expansion. And what is growth but expansion? So the light is expanding, optimism, enthusiasm. Many of us aren't feeling that right now. We're kind of questioning, but this is part of the number, this is what the number 3 represents. And it's, and so with this new moon, which also brings new beginnings and things, it's inviting us to find optimism and enthusiasm instead of being caught up in the display of mistrust and lying and deceit and fraudulent behavior that's amazingly chaotic here in the world right now. It has always been so, but it's now becoming just so obvious it's ridiculous. The number 1 is basically saying the same thing. So it's a repeat. It's almost like a double entendre hit where the number 1 is optimism, intuition, inspiration, self-leadership. Now here's a good set of words, self-leadership. Leading the self, being the self, the true self, the divine self, and stepping into a leadership within ourselves, and that will play out in the world. So it doesn't mean we have to go out and become a leader, but if we lead ourselves, just start within our own physicality and allow the spirit, the higher self, to lead us and be the light, then we will be the light. Morning, Chris. I'm going to mention you in a minute. I watched your show the other night about the light. So this is again new beginnings and progress. So if you're already beginning, if you've already begun this change of events within your life, the number one is about progressing in that aspect. Then we have the number 6, 316, the number 6 representing our material aspects of life, and so our worldliness and how we love and nurture each other in this world, our presence of service here in the world. How are we serving ourselves and how are we serving others? And with those aspects, there's deep responsibility. And a must-have is honesty and integrity, especially now as we see, this is what, when you look at the world, this is what, where has that gone? Where has honesty and integrity disappeared to? It's highly not visible and plainly obvious to all of us. I'm not telling people to take sides or choose sides. It doesn't matter who you are. There is nobody on this planet that is not recognizing the lack of honesty and integrity. And I'm talking personal as well as collective. And the next part of this, the number 6, is grace and gratitude. And so when you put this in the mix, this is, where is the grace and the gratitude coming from? And grace and gratitude comes from within our hearts. And how can we have grace and gratitude if we can't love ourselves and we can't love each other as God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son? Again, that he should believe in him, and I'm going to try to quote this, but we'll have everlasting life. This is the promise. This is the rule. This is the way it works here. We are not just these little dots on a larger dot that have just a moment in time, and that's the end. So the bigger picture we're learning right now is to, how do we come back to that divine presence that we truly are? And also the number, you know, so this is, the numbers are really telling us how we should operate from this new moon on. The energies of this dark space, the darkness of the no moon is a repetitive mirror for us to look at, and every time to start again, build our light again. And so we go through these cycles. And we're all living in this age and pattern of multidimensional things happening. And I'm not even going to try to explain all of that because you're all feeling it and you know it. And so even if you just went to mentally, physically, and spiritually, and energetically, you realize that there's four dimensions right there. And each one of those four dimensions have dimensions that spin off of them. This is who we are. This is who we truly are. The brain has a challenge calculating that, but it's all a divine. This is the divine. This is how creation happens. It happens on a multidimensional level. It's not just one thought. It's one broken down into millions of little particles and aspects. Each one of us are one of those aspects. And so it doesn't matter if we understand this completely. The challenge is to practice it, to practice being better at it. And so this is why we gather. This is why we gather. And listen to each other. Some talk, some listen. Again, each one of us doing what we feel we're called to do, living in this space and time, is what's going to make all the difference to not only ourselves, but all future generations of humanity. And as you could see played out this week with children leaving the schools in protest, these are children who, much like us, when some of us, when we were children, stood out against what was really what we felt was criminal and imperfect. And so we're being called as adults to take a look at what they're saying and not say, oh, they're out of their minds or they don't know what they're doing, they're just children. No, they're very sensitive beings and they have a knowledge within them that we can't really touch because they're a whole new generation. And we have a responsibility to them to inspire, to assist, and to be the wisdom keepers for them, to share our wisdom, and also to learn their wisdom. Because in this multidimensionality, they have a wisdom that we're not aware of. And so we each have something to teach each other. Again, this is what it's all about. It's about sharing and caring, and I feel like I'm on Sesame Street, sharing and caring and laughing. And I told you I can be silly. It's not to be taken with a dire seriousness. Let's play. Let's become children again. Let's find the lightheartedness in each other instead of finding all the faults. We know what the faults are. If you're going to find faults in anybody, find them in yourself and then release them and say, goodbye, I don't need you anymore. You serve no purpose. And let's reach out our hands. And for those who are stuck or frozen or drowning, because there's a lot of them, and many of you who are listening to this may feel that pressure. And know that many of us are here to help you. We're here to assist you. We're here to keep putting out the positive vibrations and the light to show that the darkness cannot overcome the light. It's impossible. It can't happen. People want to make it real. It's not going to happen. It doesn't work. It doesn't work that way. That's not creation. This is eternity. This is just one little room in the big house called eternity. So with our own struggles, we have to play certain roles, reflecting our light and reflecting our love from deep within our hearts. And it's amazing how we're facing these struggles in ourselves primarily to heal others as well as ourselves. And if we stop and look and realize that the only reason we have these problems and these issues is because nobody stopped to help us move through them. And had somebody been there to do that, we would be living in a different world right now. But instead, everybody with their issues and their problems kept feeding off each other, and some of them realized that, hey, we can make money off of this. We can become rich and powerful by doing this. And so we don't care what other people are feeling or doing. It's all about me, my ego, all about me. I am the God in my head. And they're playing God. And it's not a pretty one, believe me. It's not, we can see the falsity in it everywhere around us. So, you know, it's amazing how, and I don't know if I wrote it down here. The light in our hearts. It was Chris Onefeather does the Course in Miracles show here on Humanity Healing on, I believe it's soon, Wednesday or Thursday nights, anyway. And In order to heal others, we need to heal ourselves. And in order to do that, we have to have a guidance system that tells us something greater than ourselves is working through us. The light in our hearts is really what we're here to bring forth. And it doesn't matter in how small a fashion or how you judge yourself while you're doing it. What's important is that you do it. And this expression is from the Course in Miracles. I will be their light. Let me behold the light that reflects God's will and mine. And another quote from the Course in Miracles, I will be their light. Darkness is not my will. And those two mentions from the Course in Miracles, which is a powerful tool, book that's written in many ways that will make you question all kinds of things and bring a lot of things up. But you'll start to recognize the illusions in the world and how they're affecting you and bring you back to a closer place in your heart and walk in your life with that which you call God. And so it's amazing now. I did that. I was a facilitator for the Course in Miracles 20-something years ago. And it was profound for me. And what I find now is right now we're in a part of evolution that's marrying sacred text and quantum reality together. I don't think in our history, maybe except perhaps the ancients who did this because they lived a completely different life. And then they separated. They separated the magic, the quantum, the science, from religion, and they created religion. There weren't religions. It was just worship. It was just practice. And then they made it religion. They made it a structured physical presence. And they distorted it. And they burned the books that didn't say what they wanted to say. They kept writings out of them. They channeled it to read the way they wanted it to read to you today. And as you can see, it's led us down a path where it was very dim in the beginning, but it's getting darker. But it's getting darker by the minute, I'll tell you. And I'm not going to get political. I'm not going to get religious on this. You can see it around you, and it frightens us and it disturbs us. This is our time to bring ourselves out of that. That eternal life is not a fictional or a metaphor for something other than what it really is. Eternal life is that we as living beings are part of a larger creation that may not exist all the time here on planet Earth, may not always exist in a physical body, but energy, the energy beings we truly are, always exists in one dimension or many dimensions simultaneously. And all we need to do right now is open our minds a little, just open those windows of the mind, and say, you're okay, mind. This, I need you to control my body. I need you to be able to push the buttons on the computer. I need you to do this. You have a job. I give you a job. This is your job. You're my chauffeur, perhaps. Hey, there you go. You're my chauffeur. And you're here to protect me and make me aware of things that when I'm in my spirit self, I may not be aware of. So you have a job. You're a guardian. And I respect you. But I'm no longer going to allow you to run my life. I'm going to begin to trust who I truly am, even though I don't know who that is in this moment. But with this new moon, I'm going to begin my journey to find out. So this is our Christ energy. This is 316. This is about love. This is about light. And this is about our willingness to step into who we truly are and really serve each other and all life on this planet, all living forms, whether it's plants, animals, doesn't matter. They're all part of creation. And so I pulled a card, this beautiful, let's see if I can get the planet, maybe that way. Anyway, it's a galaxy. And these are galaxy cards. Somebody gave me a set of these cards for Christmas, a dear friend in Australia. Liz, if you're listening, thank you. I love these. And the card was breath. And breath is the basis of life. As I breathe in the power from source, I know I have eternal life. And this was a random pull. It's, you know, the deck is yay thick. And I just grabbed a card. I love spirit, always perfect. And so the affirmations are, take a deep breath, then exhale slowly. Feel your energy awaken to your personal power. Bring the blessings of energy into yourself. Feel the connection of the universe and know the eternal forces are within. Become centered in peace. We are not separate from the universe. We never have been. We never will be. A lot of the stuff they've been telling us for thousands of years is not the truth. And we're waking up to it, and it's disturbing on many levels. But I can assure you that each time we take a step forward, you have me with you, you have others with you who are going to say, keep going, keep going, keep going, keep going. We need you, we love you, and we thank you. Anyway, that's my little chat for this morning. I love you all. I want to close with a reading from the second book of Azrael, which are the teachings of the Great White Brotherhood. I'm only in the second book. I've had the first book for 20 years. but I'm a slow reader. The interesting part of all of this is that I'm in love with life today. And for many years of my life, I wasn't. And it's good to be back here. And it's a joy to be with each of you and share this joy and this passion that I have with you. Even if you shake your heads at me or you want to argue with me, it's okay. I love you anyway. You're entitled to your own opinions. You're entitled to your own beliefs. But find the light. Find the light in all of those. That's all I'm asking. Find the light. And reflect it. Reflect that light in this darkened world. So with that, I'm going to read this. O Master of the Great White Lodge, Lord of all the religions of the world, thou comest again to the world that needs thee, to help the nations that are longing for thy presence. Thou speakest the word of peace. which shall cause the peoples to cease their warring. Thou speakest the word of brotherhood, which shall make all quarreling classes and castes to know themselves as one in thee. Thou comest in the might of thy love. Thou comest in the splendor of thy power to bless the world which is longing for thy coming. Thou who art the teacher alike of angels and men. Amen. Bless you all. Thank you all. And today is new moon. And as part of a group that I belong to, I'm a council member of lovingwaters.life website. We bless water. And we have a little show on tonight, or a Zoom call. Find my page and it's posted, or go to Loving Waters on Facebook and there'll be an announcement. And we have a wonderful speaker tonight, Grandmother Abril Mondragon from Taos, who will talk about water. And we just have a little heart resonance around water. And I share with you, if you want to share your light, share it with those who have no water, because water is life and water is not a resource. It's a source. It's a source of our being, and it needs to be returned to the sacredness and the respect that it actually not only deserves but needs in order to assist us in being the light who we are. So with that, I'm complete and did my little plug for Loving Waters. And bless you. Have a wonderful week. And I'll see you next week, and or on Facebook on my page. I pop in and out and do whatever it is I do. I love you. I thank you. I respect you. My heart to yours. Bye-bye.